BBC News with Danielle Jaworzyńska. President Emmanuel Macron of France has announced that the coronavirus lockdown is to remain in place until May the 11th. In a televised address, he said the current measures had slowed but not beaten the virus. Italy has become the second country in the world after the United States to register more than 20,000 deaths, and Britain is now recording more deaths each day than anywhere else in Europe. The head of the World Health Organization has warned governments not to ease restrictions too quickly. Tedros Ghebreyesus said such a move could lead to a resurgence in cases. The White House says President Trump has no intention of firing the federal government's top expert on infectious diseases, Anthony Fauci. It comes a day after Mr. Trump retweeted a call for him to be sacked. The authorities in Ecuador say police and the military have removed nearly 800 bodies from homes in the city of Guayaquil in the past 3 weeks. More than 600 others have been collected from hospitals where mortuaries were full. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has announced a 2-week extension of the lockdown in the capital Abuja, as well as the states of Lagos and Ogun, to control the spread of the virus. He described the fight against COVID-19 as a matter of life and death. In other news, Bernie Sanders has endorsed Joe Biden's campaign to take on Donald Trump in November's presidential election. Mr. Biden is all but certain to be the Democratic Party's candidate. Senator Sanders called on all Americans to unite to defeat Mr. Trump. The Israeli president, Reuven Rivlin, has given the leaders of the country's two main parties another 48 hours to form a unity government. The announcement came after the opposition leader, Benny Gantz, urged the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, to join him in a national emergency administration. BBC News.